The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 here on the 24th of August. We're letting August get away from us here. You know that?
Good morning. Can you believe it's the 24th?
No, because it just seems like yesterday was June. And now, I mean, the kids are back in school.
And your birthday.
Kids are back in school. Birthday was so long ago, I don't even remember. But then
and our
again,
granddaughter
I don't
had
remember what I had yesterday.
13th birthday yesterday.
Yesterday, and her mom, my daughter, is on the Thursday.
Unbelievable.
The 27th. Yep. A lot of people.
What's it feel like when your baby is past 40?
Oh, I wouldn't know. She just barely turned 20. well, I tell you what.
Your baby. Isn't that weird?
She's still,
that
my, just she's weird. Still my baby.
Yeah.
Even
always.
She's worked in emergency rooms as a nurse and in hospice and, you know, been up to her elbows and all types of ugly stuff. And she's still always going to be the baby. She said, you know, I came over one day and I grabbed her and she sat in my lap for like 3 minutes. About all we could stand. But it was kind of cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the grandkids just climb all over us. And I love that, too. I asked Ashlyn, she's 13. Hey, hon. Are you going to be getting too old now? Because she's hanging out with her friends today.
Uh-huh.
You going to be too old to come visit Grandma and Grandpa? No!
That was cute.
No.
Right answer, ding!
Right yeah, good answer. Yeah, that could be a cold Christmas.
7:07 in the morning. Good morning, everybody, on this Monday. We got a lot of stuff to cover that happened over the weekend. And what's happening right now? Oh, my gosh. Well, it's currently 66 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just waking up, trying to find out, you know, do I extra water the plants? Ooh, that's another. Okay, let's put the buzzer on that one. And hopefully you're on the right day.
Did I tell you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me finish this and we'll talk about, you know, us
watering
on the wrong day and getting the water police thing. So today calls for hazy then sunny with our highs around 96. Hazy tonight with lows around 67. You know, the forecast as I look at this thing, just this piece of paper that's from, you know, through the national forecast, every day is hazy. But yesterday, when I woke up and we took the dog to the doggy park and we did this whole thing with, you know, singing on the veranda at View 202, it didn't feel hazy. It felt beautiful. But maybe we're getting used to the haze. Maybe there's more haze than usual. You have something to say, Bob.
There was a north flow that pushed most of this stuff away from us, and it's a temporary situation. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, then the forecast calls for haze, and mostly in the 90s with lows around 67. Now, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-2793.
Better known business, too. So, anyway, yeah, we got hit with the water police. Did I tell you? I think I told everybody that. But they have a list of like 12 things that you could be marked down on. And we were real good on 11 of them, except the
watering on the wrong
day. Watering on the wrong day. Now, however, since we got that letter, we've had that fixed. Now we're watering on the right days, so now we
which is our
are
odd
not
days.
Wasting water.
Right.
However, I can't say that about the city. I mean, is the city still losing 8 or 9 million gallons a month?
Why?
Well, because sometimes they flush things out. Sometimes they've just got leaks and they can't find them. So I know if I get, you know, I should get a letter now from the city, part of the $30,000 they spent to do this, that says, good job, you responded. Or maybe not.
How about a credit?
How about a ringing of the bell? How about a shout out for three Americans took down a terrorist armed with an AK-47? They're in a French high-speed train. A U.S. airman, a National Guardsman from Oregon, and a Sacramento State University student. All of them are buddies traveling through Europe. when the terrorist, a Moroccan, 26-year-old Moroccan that was known to, he was on the watch list of the United States and France and Germany, all these places. He comes under the train, this high-speed train, goes into the bathroom. As he's loading the AK-47, one of the airmen, one of them hears it. And he comes out and starts shooting, and they attack. Three unarmed Americans. And I did a blog on this fight because all the early reports for hours was it was Marines. And by the time I left, it was still Marines. It wasn't until later on yesterday or Saturday that you found out that they weren't Marines. But people assume Marines would do things like that. But in this case, these three young men attacked this guy, disarmed him, beat him with the AK. He kept saying, give me back the rifle. And they kept, no, we're hitting him. They hit him a few more times, tied him up. Also a Brit jumped up and started running. He jumped into it too. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he wasn't included in the whole thing. One of the airmen gets his thumb cut really badly during the battle because the guy pulls up, then a box cutter out and starts slashing. They knocked him down, beat him, and tied him up. The quote was, and this was if I can get through this, he was ready to fight to the end. So were we. The French president, as you pointed out today.
Oh, I just think it's wonderful because it just goes to show you that this wasn't political correctness or incorrectness. Nobody had to go through, going through all the channels. The president, just like a day after, boom, you need to be awarded for your bravery.
And gave him like.
Would that happen here?
No, they'd have filed charges on him for abusing the guy.
What happened there with the president is that he showed leadership. He didn't ask approval.
He didn't run it through Congress. He didn't run it through his party. He said, "Hey, these three young men need to be."
They saved hundreds of lives.
You know what? Can you imagine this guy's on a high speed train, packed full with people? And he's armed with an AK, and here he starts walking down the aisles. Can you imagine this? But these three, plus the Brit, but even though the Brit wasn't, it didn't show the Brit in all the awards like he didn't get it. Maybe he piled on later, but that was okay because his comment was, if I'm going to be killed, I'm not going to be sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sit here and be killed. So he got into the fight too later on. Anyway, a big shout out to U.S. Airman Spencer Stone, Alex Sicardos, Oregon National Guard, Oregon State National Guard, and Sac State student Anthony, Sadler. All three of them were buddies. All three of them had grown up together, and they got together for this trip through Europe. Well, God, you know what? God bless you guys. And I tell you what, the French so much appreciate you. And you know what Stone said? You know, he says, guys, the French are really nice to us. Oh, yeah, they were, son. Because you are a hero. So, what can I say? Hey, we're going to take a break here. But you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over there at Sleep Number. Sleep Number, where you can do, you know, you can be as lucky as us.
I fell asleep last night at 9 o'clock. You know, we were in the middle of where we're binge watching a specific show on Netflix. We are. And, you know, it's been one of those crazy things where, you know, you just rush home to get the 1 hour, the 2 hour, whenever you can fit it in. So last night I just said, I'm sorry, I am so tired. So I just fell asleep at 9 o'clock, never woke up. That's amazing. I mean, usually you kind of get up in order to drink some water or something, but I slept all the way till 5 o'clock this morning.
And when you sleep, I realize that.
You sleep.
I sleep. But here's the best thing about Sleep Number. Is that you can adjust your mattress settings. Like some nights, I'll bump it all the way up to 55. Others, mm-hmm. I'll be down to 35. It just seems right. And Sleep Number is the only mattress you can do this in. Now, plus.
And.
And they also have the Sleep IQ technology, which tells you, gives you better ideas on how to sleep. Plus, you've got the Sleep Number Kids IQ bed, so your kids are all going back to school. How to get them to be able to sleep better? You can adjust their beds. You can see what they're doing. You can get all these readouts. Mm-hmm. It is great. I can't say enough about that, except one other thing. Right now, the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale. You can save 50% on the Labor Day Limited Edition bed. Ranked number one by Consumer Reports, made in America, guaranteed. It's nothing better than that. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott. Remember also, head down to the Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian and Janice. They are going to be able to show you the bed of your choice.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. 70 years on the job, rated the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit in the top 50. Shasta Regional, treating people well. Yesterday, the Missing in America project started off on the Sea to Shining Sea. Trek to Arlington to inter six heroes, fallen heroes who have never been claimed or have never had the honors paid to them as they should have. And yesterday, Linda and I were down there at the Civic Auditorium as our people took off. There was about 100 people in there, probably 70, 80, headed on off for across the nation. And today we have on the phone Linda Kent. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Fine. And Linda Linda's with them. How's it?
Yes.
What happened? I know you were heading to Susanville, and there was going to be a parade.
Yeah, they did a wonderful job with the parade and served us lunch. It was great. We had the Army National Guard out. It was just a wonderful day.
Wow. You know what?
Yeah.
Susanville really knows how to take care of its veterans. You know that?
Yeah, it was just fantastic. We got videos and lots of pictures, so
that
we'll be posting them. And
that was your first stop, Susanville. So you did
our first stop was Susanville, and then we went to Fernley, Nevada, and stopped there just for gas. And then we spent the night in Winnemucca.
Anything happen in Winnemucca?
Not quite in Winnemucca, but we're getting ready to leave, and we're headed We'll have lunch in Wendover today.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, Winnemucca,
I like Wendover.
You know, Winnemucca, there's not, I mean, how do you know if anything's going on in Winnemucca?
Wendover's cool.
You guys are the biggest things that have come through there, I'm
gosh,
sure, those last couple
months.
Oh, my gosh,
this is so exciting. It was really...
Yeah, well, they did stop traffic and bring us in Winnemucca, too. So that was real nice of them.
Oh, well, that's cool. Hey, Linda, how many of you are now riding with you?
Right now we have about 20 bikes, and I think we're picking up more. And we have a motorhome and two trucks and trailers, and we still have the Long Rider. So there's quite a few of us still.
I tell you what, Long Rider, I put that on the Facebook yesterday and got a lot of comments on that.
So share with our listeners, Linda, that as you do the Sea to Shining Sea run to Arlington, you'll have areas where it's been sent out through MIAP and other organizations that you'll have riders that will team up with you for perhaps across state.
Yes. Actually, like this morning, we have some that's come all the way from Orland, and they're splitting off and going back. And then en route, we will pick, like in Wendover, I'm sure, we will be picking up more riders.
And then
a little bit further down the road, I believe that we're going to pick up the Buffalo Soldiers.
That's fabulous.
In Colorado.
And I understand, they're bringing in some of the ones that will be buried in Arlington are coming out of Phoenix, some out of El Paso.
Correct.
I mean, this is quite the run. And this is a national event.
It is, and it's just the reception that we get, and the people are just so wonderful, Carl. I can't begin to tell you.
You know what? It's because this is special. This is really special. Here's an organization that started in Redding, California, and is now nationwide.
I can't hear you.
Uh-oh.
I lost you.
Oh, we can hear you. Anyway, Linda, be safe.
I can hear you.
Okay. I was saying is that MIAP started in Reading, is nationwide now, and has garnered such honors. And here you all are. This is the second coast-to-coast trip. And some of the guys rode last time, too. And this was, what, 5-6 years ago?
Exactly. Yeah, some of them, this is their second go-around. For some of us, it's our first. So it's quite the experience in many ways for all the new ones and the old ones at that. So we're all having a good time and taking care of one another.
Well, I just appreciate you so much calling in, and you're going to try and call in every morning. And I don't care when it is, if it's anywhere, I don't care who's on. We're going to take you because, you know what, frankly, it's the right thing
to do.
This
is fabulous.
Fabulous.
Thank you so much, Linda Kent, for for calling in, and safe travels today. We'll hopefully hear from you tomorrow. And again, it's Missing in America project across the country right now. They're traveling, and they're going to be, again, interring six heroes that have been unclaimed somewhere on a funeral shelf or wherever, and they're taking to Arlington for a fabulous ceremony and burial. And they did this same project about five. They did the same kind of run 5 years ago.
It was.
But now it's just even become
bigger.
You know, just like anything else, when you start to get the organizational part behind it, and people find out about it, it's just really become a big deal.
Yes, we actually have met somebody yesterday. He had visiting in Susanville from Alaska, and he would like to spread out to Alaska with MIAP.
Wow, that's cool. That's absolutely fabulous.
That's how it works.
Well, give everybody tell everybody our prayers and thoughts are going with them, and that be careful out there. Keep the rubber side down.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
we'll
Linda.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's talk about the market.
Yeah, let me just talk.
Let's talk about
MIAP, because I'm not sure if somebody's going to be here soon. MIAP started right here in Redding, California, my friends. I want everybody to listen to this. It started here in Redding back in 07. About the same time I was getting here, by a guy named Fred Salante, a retired major from the Army. And the whole premise behind it is there are the cremains left of people that are never claimed. And they have to keep them by law in funeral homes and county morgues and all this. Well, he discovered that there were some in there that had been veterans. So he started this program to check throughout and it ends up spreading throughout the whole United States. how many veterans are just sitting on a shelf, the remains, and never been claimed? And which, and if they haven't been claimed, then they can't be buried with honors in a military cemetery, be it IGO or Arlington or any other ones in between. Fred Solani started that with help from a great group of guys and girls around here. It has spread nationwide. It's been recognized in Congress, in the Senate, and in, even at the White House. There are some states that have written proclamations about it, and the VA has set aside a section that helps the MIAP identify these veterans. You know, they may get a name, they think it's a veteran, they run it through there. Nope, these guys weren't. The ones that are, every other month here, they do a burial out of IGO. And again, it's a burial with honor. Somebody asked me today, said, hey, were there any elected officials from Redding or Shasta County at the send-off yesterday? No. The mayor wasn't there. The assistant mayor wasn't there. Francie Sullivan wasn't there. Missy MacArthur wasn't there. Gary Cadd wasn't there. Brent Weaver wasn't there. Neither was Kristen Schrader. All these, of course, are supporting our veterans, or so they say. Leonard Modi wasn't there, David Keogh wasn't there, Les Ball wasn't there, Pam Giacomini wasn't there. Who was the other? Bill. Bill Chappelle wasn't there. Sheriff wasn't there. Nobody was there. There were no, if there were, okay, let me caveat by saying this. If they weren't there, I did not see any of the representatives, and I walked around talking to everybody. Record Searchlight, front page news. The people there that left yesterday had people there to say goodbye to them and thank them for what they were doing. There was no National Guard band. There was no band going on because that's not the kind of people they are. But you would think that our elected officials, who are more than happy to call on them during election time, might have been there. And you know what? And if I'm wrong, please, any one of you, come call me, write to me, call me later on today, and I will apologize on air. But I didn't see any of them. I didn't see one of them there. I didn't see him Friday night. I saw Gregory Cheeto, who's running for Congress. I saw Pete Peterson, who used to be a candidate. I saw, or he was, I think, a member of the Board of Supervisors. I saw the VFW. I saw the Shasta County Veterans Village Society. I saw American Legion. I saw the same groups of people. Oh, the submariners.
Yeah.
I saw Commander all those guys. Oh, that was, and then they were there yesterday too.
And the
I
sharps,
saw
the
nobody.
Sharps were there.
Yeah, of course. But I saw nobody from an elected official. Now these are elected officials that, you know, I should bring in clothing from their parents. Oh no, I love it. You know, where were they yesterday? Where were the elected officials yesterday when this went off? It took, you know what, you know how long we were there? From the time we got there to the time they were driving off was a little bit less than an hour. So, Dan, when you ask me, were there any elected officials there yesterday? The answers are no. And then our town sends them off with nothing. These guys pay their own way. They don't get grants. They don't get money. They don't get all the big publicity like a lot of other organizations do. Yet they're doing a real job all the time, paying for it for themselves. But Jersey Mike's. Let me talk about Jersey Mike's for a minute here.
Woo-hoo.
Beverly Mills came in there yesterday with a check, or Friday with a check for $1,900, almost
wow.
$2,000
here.
They had raised to help the Missing in America project. And let me tell you that the Mills family puts their money where their mouth is. They put Jersey Mike's out there that helps so many veteran organizations and their other stores that help the veterans. Whether it's the museum or the Welcome Home Group or the Missing in America Project, you can count on the Mills family and Jersey Mike's to support our veterans. Plus, there's other businesses. I'm just mentioning that one because she had the check that she brought in and presented to the Missing in America Project. And am I a little perturbed about this, that none of our elected officials, none of them. Thought enough to get there for an hour from 8:30 to 9:30 to be there just to say goodbye.
Well, actually, they left because we had to go set up over at the View.
Oh, it was before 9.
Yeah,
that's
they,
right.
They, we got there at 8. They left actually at, I think, 8:45, 8:50 is when
that's
they actually
right.
rolled
they,
out.
They rolled because we had to be someplace
And there
at
were
9.
Some people standing there, families of, that were holding the American flag. But here you have Susanville.
Susanville.
Doing a parade.
Gives them a parade and feeds them.
And Winnemucca.
Do you,
police.
Yeah, let them in.
We had nobody taking them out.
Nope. You know, this was I'm sorry, Bob. What? You hop in here, Bob.
They just can't be bothered, apparently.
It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. You know what? Yeah, you want our votes, don't you? You want our votes. Well, frankly, if the veterans would ever get organized, there would be nobody in office that the veterans didn't put in this county. No one. If the veterans got organized and said, you know what, let's just see what you've done for the veterans. You do something for so many other people. What have you done for the veterans? Have you given, you know, is there, how's the Veterans Service Office? Do they have enough room? Do they have enough people? No, you just fight, you know, you keep firing the officers in there. So where exactly, what exactly have you done? If the veterans ever got together, actually voted together as a block. They don't have to be 500 to 1,000 of them to do it, to change things here.
Look how tight the races are.
Look how tight the races are. You know, look how tight the races are. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was a dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Carl and the Bot, it's 7:34 in the morning, 68.4 degrees out there, August the 24th. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry.
Head on down there for the only true watch repair person that could take apart a watch from down to nothing and then rebuild it, or be able to tell you, like, if you have an heirloom and you're really worried about, you know, the truth of what can happen. I know my mother had my grandmother's watch, and she took it into a jeweler. She didn't know. She didn't have any kind of relationship with this person, and they changed the inside of the watch. We never worked the same. And so what I'm saying is that it's important to have trustworthy people. As we build our families, we like to have the people around us that we know. Like, you have your mechanic, you have your hairdresser, you've got your jeweler. You know, the people that you build relationships along the way. So check out Leonard and his associate at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
That was a good 15-second read, honey.
All right, what about the stock bloodbath?
Before we get to that, please, can I say one other thing, along with the MIAP? Let's give a big shout-out to Lee Craft.
Yes.
And Anderson Campers, because they donated a camper with an RV to go cross-country.
Mm-hmm.
Cross-country with the MIAP, so they would have a medical unit in there. They would also have a... they'd also have people come in for rest in case, you know, somebody's getting tired or something. That's why they have the extra trucks with trailers. They can put a couple bikes up on the trailers. They can ride in the RV to rest up some. They can, you know, they can trade out, those kind of things. But it was Lee Craft, Anderson Campers, can't say enough about them, that donated this for the trip.
You know, it's really interesting because a lot of the guys that were there yesterday, you know, we rode with a handful of them when we used to, before we bought the station, we would ride regularly and do the flag line with the Patriot Guard riders, and it was really a wonderful...
When we had a life.
Before we bought the station, we get a call and we go, boom, we're out there with our, you know, putting our flags up. Anyway, so, you know, from kind of an outsider here, because obviously I didn't serve our country in that capacity. A lot of these guys that are, there were some younger ones, but a lot of these guys are of the Vietnam era.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think about these guys that are dealing with, some of them are dealing with throwbacks from stuff from Agent Orange. We all know how a lot of the Vietnam veterans felt like they were treated. So there's a brethren that happens, a brotherhood with that particular age of veteran, well, of course, World War II, but that I honor and I see that. And a lot of these guys are on the way back to Arlington.
Yeah, a lot of them are older. Now, one, let's just talk about Harry just for a second. Harry is a friend of ours we've known for, gosh, 8 years. And Harry is Native American, and or at least, you know, part Native American. And we've known him, and he couldn't ride for several years due to serious health concerns. Well, we're down there, and I'm standing there, and I look over, and there's Harry.
There's Harry.
And he's all dressed, ready to ride.
And his nine lives.
And I said, Harry, what's going on, buddy? He says, well, you know what? I haven't been able to ride for like 5 years. He says, but now I'm better. And he said, you know, I'm going to live life as much as I can. He went out and he bought a new motorcycle
to ride on this trip.
To ride on this trip, and it's a chopper model, and he said it's the longest wheelbase of anybody, and it's just a beautiful bike, no windshield on it, and it's and he is riding that.
He's driving to Susanville. He's not driving the whole way. He's driving to Susanville, but
that's a that's. I didn't know that. I thought he was going all the way on it. That's why I'm. But still, he was there.
He was there.
He rode last time, and he's there this time. And he rode. He's riding there to be with them.
Absolutely. And the point of this is that here's a veteran. He's so dedicated, and he's been ill. He was sick. He was in the hospital. He was able to get his legs back. It drove him. That's what I'm saying. These guys. It's great to see this
That's
era
it.
Of guys. that it drives them, that they feel like whatever injustice happened to them when they came back, or injustice that happened to them while they were there, this is something that they can do with all that
honor,
angst and yeah. honor that they can bring to the respectability of what it is to have honors.
And their band of brothers. And though some of them are riding trikes now because...
That's okay.
You know, yeah, it is. Because
they're doing it.
They're riding trikes now because maybe their balance isn't as good as it used to be. But you know what? They are out there. And that one guy and the one fellow is heading cross-country, got a trike. His wife's riding right behind him. Other people, a lady has got her bike. She says, I'm going for it. And she has also ridden with so many of the different veterans events, even though she's not a veteran.
And she's also dealt with medical issues and then come back. And
that's
there's
right.
a driving force.
This is a proving
it
ground.
Is.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. Bob.
Wanted to toss in something real quick. As you know, I do these tape conversions, right? Take old tapes and put them onto digital formats.
Great service.
Well, my client brought me a small audio tape that was recorded in Vietnam May of 1969, a voice letter home.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was chilling listening to him. And he just talking about day-to-day life, about he had just gotten back from Saigon. It had been a long day because he had to come back along Highway 1A, whatever it is, at night, and that was when the sappers hit. And he was at the gigantic base there that at the time was like the busiest airport in the world. 80,000 trips. We're talking about the stuff that's gone on in the Middle East. And, yeah, those guys had a very rough. But imagine in Vietnam in 69, 80,000 Americans pretty much surrounded there with bad guys.
Oh, you know, Quezon?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they fought them off. And unlike Dien Bien Phu, they beat back the NVA.
But the part
divisions
of
them.
The part of the tape that just got me was, I don't know what I'm doing here. This is all such a waste.
Well, sometimes you don't know when you're in the middle of it just what good you're doing. Hey, by the way, that was Lee Craft's personal RV.
Oh, wow.
Her personal RV. She is a fantastic lady.
Thank you.
This is what somebody wrote to us. Anderson RV Rentals and Sports Trailers, or tent trailers and RVs. So thanks again to...
Now you know where to go.
Yeah.
The support.
Oh,
if you're looking to...
Yeah, I'm going there.
Just
if
do
I
an
feel,
RV for
right.
a weekend. And I mean, I have some friends that said, we don't own an RV, but we just rented one for the weekend, and we went up in the hills and camped. I thought, oh, that's a great idea. So if you
now we know.
Support those who support the veterans.
Okay. We've been trying to get to this one for 45 minutes. Stock market.
All right. According to One Economy Matters Daily, there's a guy, Dent, reports from Dent Research. The man who called nearly every major economic trend over the past 30 years, including the 1991 recession, Japan's lost decade, the 2001 tech crash, the bull market, the housing boom of the last decade, and most recently the credit and housing bubble, has issued a startling new prediction. The Dow is going to crash to a degree we haven't seen since the Great Depression. This is according to Harry Dent.
Yeah, this is.
We'll see a historic drop to 6,000, and when the dust settles, it'll plummet to 3,300. This is his prediction.
That's his prediction. But there's other predictions.
Gold will sink to $750 an ounce. But unemployment will skyrocket. Anyway, so these kinds of things are it's almost depressing, isn't it?
It is. A lot of people are saying, though, that this is a big crash. They've lost 1,000 points. As we were going on this morning, as we were getting our reports, the Dow crashed 1,000. Somebody said since then it's come back up a little bit. But this is – I talked to somebody who yesterday just told me, well, I lost like 10 grand yesterday. And I said, oh, okay. And he goes – he says he believes, though, as many do, is – the fact is that the market is kind of like selling out. China is having is resetting things. We don't have the same problems we did in 2007 in 2008 when everything crashed. We don't have the housing bubble. We don't have a number of those other things that happened at the same time. So, but the fact is it's still crashed and it's still in trouble. Not in trouble, but it's crashed and it's lost a lot of points. The Dow, the Standard & Poor's, and all that. And China is kind of over there is pushing billions and billions of dollars into their stock market to try and hold it there. it'll be interesting to see. We'll talk to somebody today and see if we can get somebody on tomorrow. Talk
we have
a
couple
about
friends,
it.
That, friends that do this kind of they manage they manage portfolios for people's investments. And I'm just curious that that's where my mind goes to those people.
Because
I mean, we both know that we had stocks back in 2008, and if we didn't have some, my parents. You know, my parents got affected. How many people didn't get affected if you had a, again, a portfolio and, and they definitely got slammed. And, you know, my parents are, you know, we've talked about them before that they came from nothing and they were born during the Depression and they really worked hard their whole lives. It wasn't, they weren't given money. So everything they made, they worked for. And so I'm sure for some of those that think that, you know, the stock market, I'm sure people are worried right now. So it'll be curious to see what happens now. This is definitely historic. We're going through historic times.
Okay, a guest is in here, and I think.
Or hysterical.
Hysterical. And guest has said Dow's only down 367 points right now. So it's come back up
good,
in the thousands.
Good.
Now, see, and this is true, too. I've had other people say this, is computers. And they see certain things, they start, they'll start a sell-off. And you have to get the people into it to stop that. But anyway, it's only lost 367 points today. But does that include, guessed, the 1,000 it lost last week? So it had 1,000 last week and then 367 today. Tax liabilities better than losing 50%.
Well, according
to take
the,
a break here.
The, just let me, the Dow is down 343, the NASDAQ 103, and S&P 81.
Okay, so it started coming back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Any type of coffee or cold drink you can imagine. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe. And then walk next door to a finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Everything you could possibly want there, and including a walk-in humidor. All this at Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business. We'll be right back after these messages.
Where I was going, so far away. Somebody told me.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Z-Cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's the 24th of...
Get your motor running.
Oh, do you have your motor running?
Head out on the highway.
I'll tell you what, when we're riding along... Back in the day when we were really riding your Harley, or I was on the back seat of your Harley.
When I had
I always
a Harley.
Thought it was interesting that people would play their music in their Harley, like that song. And I would think to myself, you know, half the thing about riding is really about just hearing the road noise and just hearing the normal noise. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
Great. Thank you. It's good to hear your voice.
You were making a comment about that gentleman that says we're looking for a great decline in the stock market. I would suggest that you folks go to the library and pick up Economics 101. The rule, the cardinal rule in that, is if the outlying stock is in excess of the assets of the company, they're broke. And that's exactly what the stock market is doing now.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. I mean, that's been around since Hector was a pup. My professor told me about that 40 years ago.
Well, you know what? There's other things, too. You'll hear people say that there's, you know, if anybody ever had to produce all the silver and gold that's been sold out there, they couldn't do it. Because there's not enough of it. There's not enough. You couldn't even mine it because there's not enough of it.
So if you're going to buy gold and silver, take possession.
Yeah, you just can't buy. What are they? You can buy.
Yeah, you don't buy paper.
Yeah, don't buy paper on it. That's what I've been told.
No, it's. I've seen this coming for a number of years. It keeps going up. The other old saying that I have too is that everybody ought to have a piece of land. You should get a piece when you're young.
And pay it off.
When you get old, you're too old to get a piece.
Thanks, Henry. All right, have a good
day. Yeah, bye.
Piece of land.
You gotta,
you know, I'm glad that we have, we've got people
sense
in here
of humor.
That, well, we got sense of humor too. But this one guy, Dan, he boiled down what's happening on the stock market in one sentence. Stock market is in big doo-doo. I personally can understand that. Thanks a lot, Dan. Red, you're talking about stuff I have no idea what you mean here. And guest, I've lost track of what you were saying a year ago when you started talking about this. Dan, thank you very much for explaining the stock market to most of us. Stock market is in big doo-doo. All right.
September 3rd. Mark your calendars if you've been wanting to come out to the Wind River and Elements Lounge. Just wanted to let you know that Joe Catania is going to come out and be special guest vocalist with me. And, of course, my jazz trio. I've got Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. I may have another special guest. It's going to be a fun September 3rd, Thursday night, Elements Lounge, 7 to 9 p.m. And if you call out there for reservations and...
give them a call and say you want to sit out there. You want to be in close. You want to be in close to
see
hear
the
this.
Show.
You see the show. That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, Elements Lounge, September 3rd, 243-3377.
Okay. we've talked about the MIAP, and let me get off my rant on that one. I tell you what, it was noticed here. I was talking to somebody from another radio station that was there. I said, you notice this? Oh, he was, you know what? He was really mad. And his wife, I thought she was just going to just like go through the roof about that, about no elected officials or anybody else being there. I think it's something to remind him about every so often. Maybe even make a copy of that portion of the show and send it to him. Or they can read the blog that's going to be out today on it. You know what? I've got 7 minutes left here before we have our guest, who will be our deputy district attorney, will be with us. Stephanie Bridget will be here with us at 8 o'clock this morning. You know, I can't let the morning go by without talking about Hillary Clinton and her server, though. You know, I just can't. I mean, I'm sorry, but here's the latest on this. You know, so far she has tried to ignore it. Then she started making comments, and then it was jokes like, wipe my server? You mean with the cloth? Ha, 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 ha. Well, guess what? It's gotten a lot worse. And then the story keeps changing from, there was never any classified material on my server, okay, to, well, there may have been classified, but it wasn't marked, to, well, I never sent any classified material that was marked, to, knowingly sent any classified material. This is how serious this is. All right, you ready for this? This is how serious it is. The FBI is investigating it. The federal judge says, and I think the quote was, this was her choice, according to the federal judge. She did not follow government policy. Now, 300 classified messages on that server at least. And you've got Hillary Clinton who's trying to laugh it off and say, oh, no, this isn't going to touch me because I'm a Clinton. Yeah, I don't, you know, and then you go into the definition of there were no. What's the definition of no, Hillary? Well, no, none that I knew of. Well, none that I should have known of. No, you know, I'm just at this point. Nobody is trying to pin her down in the mainstream media. She's getting no hard questions from people. When she does, she goes, oh, you mean wipe it like with a cloth, Bob?
It will be interesting because computer forensics can be pretty detailed. And if it turns out that hard drive or those hard drives, because it probably had a redundant system. Hello, Lois Lerner, your computer, your one hard drive didn't crash and eat all your emails. Sorry, it doesn't work that way.
No.
Email servers have redundancy. And if those drives turn out that the dates on them, because everything that goes in and out gets a timestamp, and even if you swap out the hard drives, that time and date is noted in the files on the drive. And if those drives have been replaced, but she gets a pass. She will get a pass.
Well, she chose to keep control of everything that came in on that server. She didn't want to have to be. She did not have to have that. Want that go out to public. Into a public domain. But see, she could have had her own private server and a government server, and then anything she wanted to talk about, the daughter's wedding or any of this other crap she says she's talking about, could have been on her private one. And guess what? That's private. But then you have your government server. That one is then open. Now, the other thing she could have done is, I don't want people to see it, and so they wiped off 30,000 emails. So why didn't they just give it to a neutral authority? I don't know. And they are in government, and let them just go through it. Okay, this is okay. Personal, 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 personal. Ooh, personal, personal, personal. You know, one of those things. But she didn't do that. She chose not to do that. And here's the little girl arguments you're hearing. When somebody else did that, when somebody else did that, we're talking about Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry, we're not talking about those other people. That's past. How about David Petraeus, who got into, you know, was convicted for having a notebook that he allowed a woman to look at, his mistress, which right there he should have been convicted of something around there, to his mistress to look at. What about that? What about that? Instead, she's being covered for. And where is the Department of Justice? Where is the new Attorney General going in? Trust me, if this had been a Republican who had done this, they would have been hanging by their petard, their own petard, right now. The only thing I want is this. I want a full, open investigation. If it's found that Hillary is not guilty of anything, then let's say it. If Hillary is found to be guilty of some of it, and it's a misdemeanor, let it be said. If she's guilty of more, hiding information, lying under oath, those kind of things, which is usually what gets everybody, not the thing that they're accused of, Scooter Libby, but for lying about it. And then, right here, if they can work this out for a year, then she gets found guilty, and President Obama's last moment pardons her. To me, it's all, you know, it's all work. I just worked it all out. Just worked it all out. Obama will pardon her. Or maybe not. Have you seen the cartoons? Have you seen the photos they photoshopped? And there's Bill, there's Hillary in the jail, and Bill says, "Don't worry, hon, I'll be faithful to you." I'm sorry. Okay. Hey, look, when we get back after the break, we're going to have, hopefully, it's the Deputy DA of Shasta County, Stephanie Bridget, will be here with a couple of programs that are happening and taking back tonight and rape awareness. But we'll be back after these messages. It's 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 24th of August. 68.4 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Investors have been looking for the exit door today as international stock markets stumbled. It all began in China, where the main index was down 8.5%. Author Gordon Chang says it's affecting markets everywhere.
There is real problems in China. It's radiating throughout the world. All of us are going to be affected.
Chang spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says, while it does not feel good right now, a stock market correction can actually be productive for stockholders in the long run.
We don't want the market to be speculative, because ultimately that results in a bursting of that bubble. And as we can recall from the recession, that feels really bad.
The dollar fell against the yen and euro. Benchmark U.S. crude oil fell to just above $39 a barrel. Vice President Joe Biden has announced a new communications director amid heightened speculation over a possible presidential bid.
The vice president has tapped a top film industry official and former spokeswoman for John Edwards' 2008 presidential campaign to be his new communications chief. The White House says Kate Bedingfield joins the vice president's team just as he's seriously considering whether to run for president.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting some sad news today out of Louisiana. That's where a state trooper who was shot over the weekend during what appeared to be a more or less routine traffic stop has died of his injuries. Louisiana State Police Colonel Mike Edmondson telling KATC that the suspect in that shooting is known to police.
Kevin Dagle is 54 years old. He's known to police in this area. He's been stopped many times. 54 years old. Numerous DWIs.
Senior Trooper Stephen Vincent, 43 years of age, passed away at a hospital in Lake Charles after being shot in the head over the weekend by the man whose pickup truck was stuck sideways in a ditch and he stopped to offer assistance. Looking back to the markets now, right now, the Dow down 241 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Okay, radio listeners, I've got the Christmas deal of the day for you. Two words, Sherry's Berries. These gourmet berries are dipped in dark white and milk chocolatey goodness and covered in amazing toppings like chopped nuts and chocolate chips. And right now, you can get these decadent dipped berries starting at $19.99. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter secret code 0900. That's berries.com, secret code 0900.
Scientists and volunteers who have spent the last month gathering data on how much plastic garbage is floating in the Pacific Ocean say most of the trash is medium to large size pieces as opposed to the small ones. The details from SRN's Jeremy House.
Volunteer crews on 30 boats have been measuring the size and mapping the location of tons of plastic waste floating between the West Coast and Hawaii. Researchers say they hope to test out a 2-mile barrier to collect garbage near Japan. The ultimate goal is the building of a 60-mile barrier in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. The boats went on a 30-day voyage as part of the mega expedition of what's known as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The company behind the adultery website, Ashley Madison, is now offering $500,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the group that hacked the website last week. The hackers who took credit for the break-in have accused the website's owners of deceit and incompetence. This is SRN News. So-called second cancers are on the rise. Rhonda Rockstedt explains.
Doctors say nearly one in five new cancer cases in the U.S. now involve someone who's had the disease before. A recent study found that about 19% of cancers in the U.S. are second or more cases. In the 1970s, that number was 9%. That's partly because more people are surviving cancer and living long enough to get it again. And in many, the very treatments that help people survive their first cancer, such as radiation, can raise the risk of a new cancer forming later in life. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Looking back to the financial markets, it's still something of a roller coaster ride and mostly in the downward direction for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, back down now by 410 points. The sell-off began after international markets took a nosedive following an 8.5% decline in China's overall market. Crude oil prices still struggling as well. Right now they're down about $1.50 a barrel. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. The 24th of August, 8:05 in the morning here, Monday. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Our chat room, KCNR1460.com. And, boy, they are going at it today. I think the last one is that you guys are pretty mean. I think I'm offended. Oh, yeah. I could just change the channel. We're talking about censorship. I think that's kind of cute. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday.
Good morning, everybody.
What's
the weather
like?
Currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR on this beautiful Monday morning. You know, Harry said this yesterday. He was leaving. Is that, you know,
the MIAP that left
yeah,
yesterday.
He said absolutely. Make it a great day because you can. It's a state of mind. I love that.
He's great.
Hazy then sunny today with temperatures around 96. Lows tonight, again with haze, around 67. The forecast for this weekend is really high in the 90s, 97, 96, with our lows of around 60 and haze throughout the week. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. 96, 98, 106, smoke in the air, all of that. How's your cooling system working? Are your filters clean? Are the air ducts clean? Well, I tell you who can fix that, who can check that for you, is Alliance Heating and Air. A veteran-owned business, Martin and his people have been at it for 20 years. And he's got a great staff. I tell you what, they treat you like family there. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, great people. Hey, you know, let's go to Sally. Good morning, Rally Sally. Sally, good morning. Hello, Sally. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Well, we have two buttons. We can either push one button or the second button to get you. So, you know, 90% of the time we push that right button. Sometimes, you know, but you could, I don't know which button it is, so I can't do it. Anyway, good morning.
Well, I guess it's good to have a choice.
You know what? It is good to have a choice. Unlike the voters up here. Okay, I'm sorry. I won't get going. All right.
Well, I wanted to let everybody know who's going to be our guest speaker tonight at the Tea Party.
Okay.
He's an author, and his name is Patrick Woods, and he goes around the country lecturing on, he has written a book called Technocracy Rising, and he has spent his life since the 70s studying the Trilateral Commission and the New World Order and how they are bringing to pass something that they started way back in the 30s, where they proposed a utopian energy-based economic system. And they called it technocracy. And so he asserts that this is what is happening today. As you can see, all of these, the energy going toward the energy industry. So it should be pretty interesting tonight. He's got a PowerPoint, and I encourage people to bring their friends and come on out and meet Patrick Woods and talk to him.
Sounds like fun. Okay, it starts at 6?
Starts at 6 o'clock at Bonnie View. It's 2570 South Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church.
Super. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl.
You
Have
bet.
Have a great day. Hey, and don't play with your buttons.
Don't play. I won't play with my buttons anymore.
No, that's my job.
No, that's, yeah. And Linda pushes that button all the time. She knows which one it is. Okay, thanks a lot, Riley. Hey, Indian Dave, good morning. Did we
had him?
We had him. Oh, okay. If he calls back, tell him that that Linda called in already this morning. But
Linda,
love to hear from the Indian too, Indian Dave, who's out on the MIAP ride from starting here in Reading all the way to Arlington. That I forgot to tell Sally that. Remind everybody at their meeting tonight that none of the elected officials of our county showed up to say goodbye yesterday.
That's so,
our guest today is Stephanie Bridget, who is the deputy DA of Shasta County. You know what? And, oh, before we go, Dave, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We're fine, Dave. How are you?
Hey, real good. We had a blast. I want to let you know that Susanville put on the dog yesterday, and the whole town was out. We had a great time there. They fed us, and we had two little Marines. You're going to see them on Facebook. Somebody's putting them on there. I don't know who. But we got two little Marines that were, you'd be proud of those guys, about 4 foot, no, 3.5 foot tall, and saluting all the way by when we came by there. The whole town came out. We had flags and fire department and the whole bit. We had a little glitch just before Hallelujah Junction. With the Long Rider, but we spent about 3 hours there. Everybody went ahead and left, and Daryl Hartman got us going again. I had a friend bring the van from Reading, and we're back on the road. We're leaving Winnemucca for Elko, Nevada.
Hey, I'm glad you know Daryl Hartman's there. He was there. He was there last time also to keep things moving too, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. He was. He spent the whole night in Topeka, Kansas, putting new
bro. Hey, Dave, you're kind of breaking up a little bit. Linda Kent called earlier today, but it sounds like you all are just doing great out there.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry I didn't get to you earlier. We just got going. We got in late last night and actually missed a briefing this morning, but we're on the road now. Yeah, Linda gave you some information, and we want to thank you guys for all the support you've given us.
Well, Dave,
and all of Reading. Go ahead.
Well, Dave, you know, it's on Facebook. People say, hey, how can we follow them across country? So it's on Facebook under MIAP?
I believe so. I'll check with Fred to give you a call back either today or tomorrow.
Yeah, because
if we stop, I'll find out.
Okay, because I want to put a link up on the website, and I want to be sharing it and pushing it out to everybody, too.
You betcha. Thank you, Carl. We appreciate you. You guys have a wonderful day, and thanks for all your support, buddy.
Well, you know what? You take care out there. Tell everybody we said hello.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye. Okay. You know what? I just love that. These guys going cross country. We're here with our Chief Deputy District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget, who has been on the show before and is such a breath of fresh air and today in political correctness. And, gee, I don't know. Stephanie asks Stephanie a question, and Stephanie gives you the answer. I mean, it's like, oh, okay. And she says, you know what? I don't know that. And then she gets on her phone. So this is great. But you're here today. We're talking about a something called the Hunting Ground.
That's correct. The Hunting Ground is a movie. It is a documentary. It's put on by, it was produced and made by the Academy Award nominated filmmakers. Of another movie called The Invisible War.
Uh-huh.
And basically we are putting this on at Shasta College on September 2nd. And it is a awareness event because September is National Campus Safety Awareness Month, and it's going to focus on stuff such as sexual assault and domestic violence and other crimes occurring on campuses.
Okay, and that's a week from Wednesday?
That's correct.
Up at Shasta College. Okay, we're going. I wanted to get that this into it, what we're doing, because this is what we're going to talk about when we come back from the break. Other things we want to talk about too is we need to explore this, because this is something that is just. People talk about it, but how can a parent, and I wonder, and I don't know if the movie addresses this, but that's why I'm going to ask you. But how does a parent or parents check to see if the school is safe for their daughter when they send her off, or their son? And I'm sure that's one of the things we're going to talk about. But we're here with Stephanie Bridget, the Chief Deputy District Attorney for. Shasta County, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
View 202 has something new and exciting you won't want to miss. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu, along with some of your old favorites. Try a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast. Every Sunday through September, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, located at 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. I'm not sure, was that Trouble with the...
That's the Duotone doing Surf Music Unplugged, one of my favorite albums.
Oh, well, if it's one of Bob's favorite albums, then we all get to listen to it. I think it's nice, Bob. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:19 in the morning here on the 24th of August. The Gosh, the last, is this the last? No, it's not quite the last Monday in August, next Monday. 68.4 degrees out there, going up to 96. It's going to be a little bit warm, 96, but it's also going to be hazy. So, you know, check out your lungs before you head on out there. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you our friends down at Cicada Cantina. I went down and ate there the other day. The food is just really excellent. And it's not a Mexican restaurant, as some people will think. It's a fusion restaurant, which uses all different types, and they add things into the menu. So it's not your, you know, you won't go in there and find, find like enchiladas. But you will find just outstanding food, and so much of it when you order a lunch that you take it home or you just leave it there. They have all types of things, but starting on August 26th, they're going to have salsa dancing with Cheyenne Montel at the Cicada from 9 to 11, and they're going to have the Pollo Poblano, which is what I had the other day. It was just outstanding. It's you can't touch anywhere else, and a lot of great drinks there. Cicada Cantina, it's down on Hilltop, and you can have just a great time there. It's a good place. Met the manager. He's a good guy. Okay, we're here with Chief Deputy District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, though, at some point. We'll talk about that, too. We're talking about the hunting ground, about how the dangers on our campuses where, you know, I remember, you know, gosh, it's such a big adventure going off to school and all these things. And now you just hear so many things. And when I left, we asked you the question is, how can parents tell if the university or the college their daughter or son is going off to is safe? Hang on just for a second. We got to push the button there. It's pushing the button. There we go. You're on now.
Okay. Well, they definitely need to do their homework. They need to investigate the college not only by visiting the campus, visiting the dorms, visiting, asking questions about the security that's provided on campus, asking about the policies that come into place when a person is victimized on campus, to try to get a flavor from the college themselves directly. But also, this year is the 25th anniversary of the Gene Cleary Disclosure of Campus Security Policy in Campus Crime Statistic Act. And basically what that means is that every year colleges nationwide are required to report their statistics of the crimes that have occurred on their campus that year.
Okay, now where do you find that at, though? I mean, is it at the camp, when you go to crime statistics, would it be like on their website next to homecoming?
Well,
he pictures of homecoming and goes, crime statistics.
Yeah, you know, no. A lot of web pages will have, or college campuses will have an area on campus safety and statistics and links to this. But mm-hmm. You could certainly search under the Gene Cleary Disclosure of Campus Safety Act and to find stuff. Our local campuses, they both, there's an annual report, security report that's put out. And I can't speak obviously for all campuses, but I would think a majority of campuses put out similar reports.
Now, campuses, and I'm going to go kind of around here in circles because things that have happened. Campuses have their own police force in many cases, don't they?
Most will have some type of their own security on campus. A lot of campuses will contract with their local law enforcement, too, for the response to any incidents that occur on the campus, and that's usually relayed by the on-campus security personnel.
Okay. And at Shasta College, do they have police out there or their own campus security?
They do have campus security out there.
Are they armed? Do you know?
I don't believe they're armed, but you know, I did not ask that question.
I remember back when I was in college that we had of course, when I was in college, things were different then. It was just war going on. Yeah. It wasn't like a war on each other. But these things that you read about, I'm going to head on down there to see this movie.
Absolutely.
This is really, you know, because, you know, they talk about sexual assault in the military and just beat up the military so badly over this. Well, if you're having a lot of sexual assault, you should be beat up a little until you can fix it. But on campuses were worse, were twice as bad as the military as far as sexual assault, rape, all these things. And yet you didn't get, you know, you didn't see the headlines and all that about the universities. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I think it probably was occurring back then. However, everything is so much more in the media now, so I think we see a lot more of it. And certainly, I would say it's occurring more frequently now than in the past. However, you know, like I said, with the information, with the internet and social media networks and stuff, this stuff just gets out so quick that if something happens, everybody knows, which, you know, is a good thing. People need to know about it.
The what would you say is the most important thing about this film and for parents to know?
Well, it's awareness, you know, awareness that this does happen so that you're not, you know, having a blind eye that this could never happen. So awareness so that you can look for the signs that maybe someone, your child, has been a victim. And also to support people to go and report it when it happens and have campuses support the victims when they do report.
You know, I read about a lot of things, and these could be just, you know, one of those things that happen on the fringes, but there have been so many, there have been, you know, the way it's written so much, no means no, like on that we've just passed this law. Mm-hmm. And I'm not exactly sure what this law says on a college campus, but it says something, if she says no or he says no, in any way, shape, or form, that means no.
Right.
However, if it appears that she didn't say no, or he didn't say no, then it's okay. I mean, I don't know how you can even enforce something like this. I mean, because it's got so many ramifications. I mean, what do you do as in the district attorney office? I mean, when things like this happen.
Yeah, well, it's definitely, these can be very difficult cases from our perspective. Obviously, any case that we take, we have to be able to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. So, you know, we're looking for you know, not only the details of the statement by the victim, but any statement that is by the perpetrator, any statements from people that could corroborate or rule stuff out. I mean, we really have to do a very thorough analysis of every case before we can take it, at least at our level, for prosecution. But even if you don't have enough to go forward with prosecution, that's not always a bad thing. You should still report because, you know, that report is out there in case this person ever does it
again.
His
name comes up again.
And then we're like, oh, look, now we do have enough to help support this prior victim as well. So, you know, regardless of whether you think that you're going to be supported or you have enough evidence or whatnot, if it happened, you need to come forward. You need to report it. It either we can go forward and prosecute right now, or it'll be something that we have, you know, in case his name comes up again, like you said, him or her.
Right. And it is a him or her.
Correct.
And we're finding in the military is that a lot of the sexual assaults are by guys on guys.
Yeah.
Which was interesting to see that. Yeah. The Hunting Ground. This is a movie made by the Academy Award nominated filmmakers of The Invisible War. And it's about campus safety and what happens. Their dream school will become a nightmare. Wow.
Yeah.
That's strong. And again, you know, that we talked about how the there's various websites that parents can check, mm-hmm, to see if what kind of crimes on the campuses or all that. What other things about this movie?
Well, I do want to get out there that it's occurring. The film is going to be on September 2nd. It's going to be out at Shasta College. You need to go online to register for that. There's a website you could go through, Shasta College, to link to it, or you can go to Eventbrite and search for The Hunting Ground and sign up. It is free to our community. We are getting advertisements out all over Shasta College and Simpson College, but we're doing stuff like this to let the community know so that anyone, regardless of whether you're a student, faculty member, teacher, but anyone is invited to go and sign up, and that it is free.
Well, you know, I think also, hey, Bob, can you get that door, please? The high school seniors,
yes,
that are getting ready to leave for school would be something that also needs to be, that also would need to be warned about these things. I could see it playing it on all campuses,
yeah,
you know, for the seniors of the class.
Right. Yeah,
which makes sense to me because they're going off to school. And you know what? You don't want to scare them. On the other hand, you want it to have in their heads. There are things that can happen out there,
right?
And it doesn't, and how certain things happen and will lead to worse things. Alcohol, mm-hmm, has got to be a primary cause of a lot of problems.
Yeah.
For both the male and the female.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Alcohol definitely is, not only for, you know, drinking too much alcohol. We hear in the paper of people dying from drinking too much college.
Binge
drinking from hazing. There's domestic violence once that may not have occurred if someone wasn't drinking. Sexual assaults are frequently linked to alcohol. Driving under the influence, obviously, alcohol and drugs. So alcohol is going to play a huge part in what can happen on these college campuses.
I have great scars on my head from that.
Yeah.
Back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Stephanie Bridget, the Chief Deputy District Attorney, is our guest, and we're talking about the film that's going to be shown a week from Wednesday out at Shasta College, called The Hunting Ground. It's about colleges and universities and the people on campus and that to be aware of a lot of bad things that can happen out there, but also not that you don't want to unnecessarily alarm people, but you sure want to bring up their heightened sense of security, too.
Right, right.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, it's Linda Bott
and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Love content.
8:33 in the morning, and gosh, it's going to be a
70 degrees in the downtown studios. Yeah, 8:32. Looks like we're going to have a high today with 96. Low tonight was 67. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Give them a call, 365-3793.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. I tell you what, go down there. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business, as is Shasta Gas Propane. Man's last stronghold at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway. Our guest is Stephanie Bridget, who is the Chief Deputy District Attorney, who is she's bringing on, this is the first year they've done it, and it's campus safety awareness. And they've got this, they've got a documentary called The Hunting Ground. Is that, I mean, it's a chilling.
It's a chilling picture, first of all.
For campuses. What a great, but what a great title. It's not like.
Kids are going off to school right now. I mean, I just got off the phone with somebody whose daughter's going to Santa Barbara. And it's like babies, they're still your babies if they're going to a four-year school. And you start thinking, oh, my God, about their safety. Well, The Hunting Ground, what's the movie about again?
Well, it's about that. It's about the different crimes that are occurring on college campuses, what's happened when people have been victims of crime, what they can do as far as reporting. So it just completely centers around that exact topic is campus crimes and awareness and safety.
Which leads us to the next question is, how safe are the campuses? I know you've got a lot of a lot of material here on things. So.
Yeah, well, you know, I before coming on here, I wanted to really look at and see what type of crimes are occurring nationwide and locally. You know, from what I've been able to find on a lot of research is that basically one in four college women, they're going to be sexually assaulted during their academic year.
Now,
I mean, and that's a nationwide study there.
When we say sexually assault, and this is a question I always have to ask, what exactly is the definition of sexually assaulted? Does that mean somebody saying, oh, man, you're hot? Is that and you didn't really ask for it? Which to me doesn't seem like sexual assault. It's as soon as you start touching and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely there's a level of touching that's going to occur for it to be sexual assault.
Right.
Yeah.
It can be, you know, they can still whack you for being, you know, talking not nice to somebody, but I think you still have to touch somebody before it gets into the assault.
Yeah, where is that line between harassment and assault?
Well, right then I think it's, did you say as soon as they're touched?
Yeah, I mean, if you're using words to sexually I don't know what to say. If you're using words to kind of try to offend someone and they're sexual of nature, you know, that's rude. That's not okay. If you continue to do it for a long time and you're following them and harassing them, you might come into type stalking type conduct. But aside from that, you're taking it to the level of actually trying to touch the person, take it that one step forward.
25% of all of our college students are going to be the object of a sexual assault, then?
Correct.
Wow. Correct. That's the average nationwide. Okay.
That's the nationwide, yeah. As I was just talking about stalking, 13% of people at college are going to be stalked sometime during their college years, which is a high statistic as well. And we know that even these statistics that I've been able to find, these national statistics, are probably even underrepresent what really happens, because especially sexual assault and domestic violence are historically underreported. So we're talking here about just stuff that's been reported where they've been able to do a survey and get the statistics put together.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever been stalked?
No.
Not by an angry boyfriend or a girlfriend, a mad friend?
I've been stalked. Recall that. No.
I've been stalked. And
you said you weren't going to tell anybody about that.
But I mean, it's really from a breakup that just wouldn't accept the breakup.
Sure.
And it's probably been a couple of those. Just, it's not over. It's not yes, it's over. And they just, you know, people get crazy and they get blurred on realities. And so this is a study just in itself about when no really means no.
Right, right.
Well, while we're talking, we've got some people in here wanting to just went to the Shasta College website. There's an option to register, free ticket. They can't see an option to watch it online. There's no online video of this, then.
That's correct.
Okay, so you've got to go there, Wendy, and you can get free tickets though, and to be there. But this is a regular film. That it's the rights are owned
I
mean, this is like a regular documentary like you see in the theaters.
That's correct.
Thing.
And we obtained the rights to show it just for this one show in Shasta County.
Right.
And then it goes back to the the filmmakers.
And then it gets up into, then you start talking big bucks when you start doing all the rest of the stuff here.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that if this meets, if this comes through with a big turnout, yeah, it doesn't mean that, that we as a city or the district attorney's office or the colleges couldn't bring this back so that you could open it up to the high schools and things like that.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, this is a first event that we've ever done like this. This is the first time we've done outreach for National Campus Safety Awareness Month. And we're hopeful that this film is going to reach a lot of people. We've first focused it with the college campuses to kind of get it up and running. It's certainly open to anybody. If there's high school students out there, or parents of high school students going off to college that they think could benefit from this, or even, you know, crimes are occurring on high school campuses, to go ahead and send their kids.
Well, what about even parents, if you've sent your, you know, this is the first year for your kid being away, it might be a good time for you to go there and start being able to see some things like, you know, and be able to talk to, you know, talk to them, go, are you noticing any of this kind of stuff on campus, that kind of thing? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's trends and there's, you know, even with the awareness, I think, is out there. You know, some kids are oblivious. I mean, most of them probably are to certain things. First time away from home, they either have a couple of beers. I mean, this kind of thing.
Sure.
So, anyway.
Sure. Yeah. Well, hopefully that, you know, like I said, this is a good success and a lot of people get stuff out of it, because we want to try and do something again next year and potentially the same thing, maybe one or two or three showings at bigger venues, maybe bring in the high school students if we can. And, you know, one part of this that we haven't talked about yet is that at the conclusion of the film, there's going to be about an hour, hour and a half discussion panel where myself, I've got the police chief, I've got the sheriff, I've got the Anderson Police Department chief, as well as detectives and prosecutors who are all going to be available, and staff from the security department of Shasta College and Simpson College. They're all going to be up there to answer questions from the audience, do kind of a panel discussion, a roundtable on this topic.
Okay, great. You got time to talk about crime in Shasta County?
Sure.
All right.
What do you think?
We've been hearing things like, this is the crime's going down. This is just perception. And then you get people that say, perception? Well, how about this? Here's my perception. And they just go through a litany of things they've seen. And then you go get the chief of police on and goes, perception? And during the show goes out and arrests somebody. During the show for somebody doing things along the street here. That my perception is, I don't feel unsafe. I feel safe walking around. I do. I don't feel that there's any place I could go in this town where I wouldn't feel safe, but I'm different in that sense. Linda, do you feel like you could walk around any place in town?
No.
And there's reasons for that.
No. Especially it's like Safeway parking lot. You know, I just feel like, and I say this out loud, is that I'm ready to, if I heard a pop, I'd hit the ground. And I feel that. Where you just maybe take off your jewelry. You know, I used to feel like that in certain places in Los Angeles. But that's something that's been, you know, even going down to Deja Vu and parking on the front of Deja Vu, I don't really like to walk through that park on the way to Deja Vu. Or, you know, by the post office. I avoid the post office. There's certain things that are just, I don't want to be accosted. I don't want to be, I don't know. Certain things are uncomfortable for me. That's just, to me, something that's changed from when I was here, came here 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So what's your perception?
No, I agree. I came here about 14 years ago, and I feel that I've seen a change in our community just as a citizen. Like you said, just walking around, and there's certain areas that I don't feel quite as safe as I did in the past. From the perspective of working in this area, you know, there's been a lot of changes in legislation, changes in the way crimes are handled and what's a felony and what's a misdemeanor. And, I mean, I see the impact. I see the impact of more people just kind of ignoring court, because there's no responsibility if they don't even show up.
It's, okay, well, let's talk about that for a second. I know about AB 109. Everybody knows the impact that's had. You know, we're just releasing everybody. But the other one, the Proposition
47,
that may be even more serious. Is that, or am I wrong about that?
Well, I think they both have had a huge impact in different ways, you know. Proposition 47, we've see a lot more cases that could have been felonies are now misdemeanors. We're seeing people who are, like I said, they have no reason to even show up for court because, you know, their case isn't going to have a harsh penalty because of AB 109 or whatnot. Or, you know, I hear stories, too, about from law enforcement criminals that they're pulling over or they're arresting and for theft cases. And they're saying, oh, yeah, but it was only $500 worth of stuff, so it's a misdemeanor, so I can do it. I mean, the criminals are knowing.
Of course they know it. They know how much they can steal.
But, you know, but 10 years ago, I didn't see that. I didn't see the criminals telling the police that. So I think that it's really out there even more now than it ever has been.
You know, I know the police are frustrated.
Yeah.
How about the district attorney? What about your guys?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you get like 90% of your people. Once you get them into the court, you put them in jail or you do something to them. But is it still or is that number that's still like that?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's very frustrating. I mean, it used to be once you went from being a misdemeanor attorney to prosecuting felonies, okay, you know, now people who maybe deserve harsher penalties, we can do something about them. We can do these jury trials and send these people off to prison if that's where they deserve to be. Or we could actually have how we feel about the case make more of a difference. But now our hands are tied on a vast majority of our cases where there's not a whole lot we can do, even on felonies.
That's very frustrating just to hear that, the chief deputy district attorney say that to me. Say that to our listeners, that your hands are tied, too.
Oh, not every case. But there's definitely a more cases now that our hands are tied on than have been ever in the past.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Chief Deputy District Attorney Stephanie Bridget from the Shasta County DA's office. And frustration is not just with us, you know, or the police. It works its way up to the district attorney's office because unless you've got a hammer on some of these guys or girls, they're not going to go to drug treatment programs. They're not going to do anything. They're just going to steal more stuff.
Right, right.
And you can't get them fixed.
Right, because they don't have stuff hanging over their head that if they don't do the program that they don't want to do on their own, there's no consequence on the other side. And that's really a disservice to them because they could be forced into that program and halfway through it be like, wow, it's changed my life, and now I want to be here.
And some of them do. It does.
And a lot
it does.
Of them do.
A lot of them do, but they don't even have to do it anymore. It's too hard, and there's no reason to do it.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 14 minutes until 9 o'clock. 72 degrees out there. 605-4567 if you have a question for our DA. We're throwing that open now. We'll be right back.
Have you got the time?
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
professional cleaning services. 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is 12 minutes till 9 o'clock here on Monday. Tomorrow at Haven Humane, Wednesday, Congressman Doug Lamoff will be sitting right here in the office, right where the Chief Deputy District Attorney Stephanie Bridget is sitting right now, talking about things that are going on in Congress. We've got a lot of things happening this week, along with our daily updates of what's happening with our great people from MIAP. Welcome back. It's 72 degrees, as we said, 96. It's going up to Shasta Gas Propane is our group that brings us the weather reports every day. Give them a call at 365-3793. 10 minutes till 9, 605-4567, if you've got a question for the DA, Chief Deputy District Attorney, I'm sorry, I should say. Stephanie, okay, I'm going to ask you this question. I mean, we've talked about a lot of things. You plan on, are you planning on running for district attorney?
Yes.
All right. Last time you were on, I asked you that, and that's just the way you answered then, too. Yes. Is it the frustrations? Everybody says that to fix this, if you give us more cops, unless you give us jail space, which the Board of Supervisors just voted down, or places to put them, but it's not just that. You also have to get more court space, more district attorneys, more public defenders,
yeah,
better mental programs. I mean, I don't feel like it's insurmountable, mm-hmm. but we need to have a plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's a trickle-down effect in every avenue. Not only do we need the law enforcement out there keeping the community safe and arresting the people that need to be arrested, we need, enough support in the DA's office to prosecute those cases. We need enough room in the jail to house the ones that need to be jailed. We need enough money and services for the people who don't need to be in jail, who need to be in programs, who need to be
in mental areas.
Yeah, mental areas, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, enough programs for those people so they're not taking up our jail space. So we need that, and then we need enough court staff to handle the load of the cases, mm-hmm. to do the jury trials. I mean, really, it's the entire area that's affected.
Well, let me put you on the spot here. Because you are a straight-up person, because you always answer questions. Is there a plan?
That's good.
Is there a plan that you've seen that ties all of this together in this county?
Well, I work a lot with all the people from the jail staff to the court staff to probation, and we're always talking about stuff like this, trying to come up with programs, trying to come up with ideas to work with what we have in order to make it work, get the people in jail who need to be in jail and get the ones who don't, get them out of there. It's a constant work in progress.
But I know there's a group of people that, I mean, it's like the probation officer and I think the DA's office is in this and the sheriff's and the chief and the police and, a couple other people are in this about this board. It's kind of a panel or something. They meet every other month or something that they have or every month that they meet to come up with plans to answer all these questions. I just haven't seen anything. And maybe I need to have the head of, you know, maybe she needs to come on too and talk about what's the overarching plan here. Mm-hmm. Just like fighting crime here in Reading. What's the plan that they've spent, you know, that they're supposed to be coming out this month with?
Mm-hmm.
Wendy asked, does Stephanie think that there's a possibility for increased funding arriving in Reading?
You know, that's a that's kind of something every year that we are attempting to get more funding through grants, through federal programs. It's something we work on not only in our office, but I know every agency in the courts and probation are always working on trying to get additional funding. I don't know of any additional stuff that's new that we haven't been getting every year right now, but it's not to say that something new isn't going to come up at any time.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I know that I know that there's certain things. What do you see here in the next 6 months? Do you see are we going to make any inroads in the things we see? I mean, we go back to perceptions and what's real.
Mm-hmm.
Perception, you know, that says the crime statistics are down, but I think that when they say that, they don't remember that what 4 years ago when AB-109 started, or 5 years ago, they shot way up, and they may have leveled off and gone down a little bit, but it's still higher than it used to be. And I've only been here since 2007. I see a difference in the streets, in the parks, and all that.
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of it is there. It's the statistics on the, you know, fresh arrests. Maybe the fresh arrests are done, you know, a new person who's been arrested. But there's a lot of people who in the past maybe would have been picked up for a new crime, a new felony, a new misdemeanor. In that case, is now a misdemeanor. And instead of even arresting them on a new misdemeanor, they're arresting them on what's called a violation of probation of their old felony case. So that is a whole new area. We have a lot more violations of probation that are
going
on.
On the most wanted, when they send it out every week, mm-hmm. I like to look at it, see who they are. By the way, the ones this week are quite extraordinary. They're all like 6'4". I mean, you know, the girl's 5'11", and then the two guys are like 6'3", 6'4", and the other two guys are like 6 feet tall, and they're all big guys and girls. And I'm like, wow, we have a bigger class of criminals here. But three of them were failure to show, revoking probation, things like that.
Yeah. So, like I said, our caseload isn't going down, I think, and it's mostly because of those violations of probation. It's taking the crimes and kind of characterizing them as differently. Things that used to be felonies are now misdemeanors, and things that maybe would have been felonies can be violations of probation. So it's all still there, and it's still.
Isn't this just a bean counting method by bureaucrats to say, oh, look, this is working? I mean, they've even given new ways of what it means to break your probation. Or, you know, that now that if you're arrested, you've got to be convicted of a new crime before you can count it as a recidivism. I mean, all of this. I mean, this is – at what point do we just throw our hands up and say, okay, this is pathetic, and I don't even know what to do?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people feel that way. What can we do? I think we're at that point right now. What can we do? And are these new laws eventually going to work on the other side? You know, they're all aimed at trying to get counseling and services to people, which is great if it's going to work. And I'm sure for a lot of people it's going to work, but we need the money on the other side to provide those counseling, provide those services, and to really make it work. And we're just not completely there yet. So maybe that is something that's going to happen as this unfolds over the next couple of years. But in the short term, we're not seeing that. We're seeing the people released, the people who would have had felonies and would have been in prison or whatnot are on the streets, and we don't have enough money and services to give to them. So we kind of got hit, I think more in the small county than the bigger counties.
Because
in the bigger counties, yes, those people now got out, but then those counties had the money and the programs and the services that funneled those people into them, which was the purpose of the new legislation and the new crimes. But the smaller counties, they just saw the let them out and not have as much to work with them, which, you know, we're working on that. And I know the chief of probation, Tracy Neal, she's working on that.
Well,
we're all working on
that. Well, her predecessor didn't do anything for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, how that happened, I'm not sure. One last question here before you leave. And I asked you about it before we started.
Sure.
There's a young lady that was on her motorcycle on Placer and Bonaventura, was killed by a woman who went through a light, was under the influence of drugs, admitted it, and all these. She still hasn't been to trial yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the last, it was just in the paper like last week, extended again or delayed again until November.
Right, yeah.
What takes so long in something like this?
You know, I know it's very frustrating for community, and it's frustrating with the for the victim's family. Unfortunately, that does happen in a lot of cases, a lot because courtrooms and whatnot are over impacted and stuff. But, in this particular case, we have not only was it a drug DUI, so that takes a long time to get the testing results. Then it has to, after we get our results, then the blood split has to be done so the defense can have their testing. And this process of all the testing that has to be done from both sides can really take a year, year and a half, and it has in this case.
Yeah.
And then once we're ready for trial, we are battling those same experts' time, because they need to be in the lab testing results to get them for these cases, or they're testifying. We used a lab over in Pennsylvania to do our testing for this particular case, and now we've got to work it with their schedule. That was the most recent continuance, was the experts just weren't ready
just
for the
weren't
trial.
Ready. Okay. All right. Chief Deputy District Attorney Stephanie Bridget was here. The big thing is the hunting ground. It's a documentary about schools and colleges and universities, about how dangerous they can be. It's going to be at Shasta College a week from Wednesday, September 2nd. Tickets are free. You can get them online.
And it's in the afternoon, so you can do a lunch with the programming.
Yeah, the movie's going to start at 12:30.
12:30 right. to 2 p.m.
And then afterwards, there's the panel for discussion, which is fabulous.
Yes.
This is great.
More education.
And we'll talk about this also. Stephanie, thanks a lot for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And have a good day.
Thanks.
Tomorrow, Haven Humane plus more. 9 o'clock in the morning here on the 24th of August. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Didn't take long after this morning's opening bell on Wall Street for the stock market to resume its dramatic slide. The Dow plunged more than 1,000 points shortly after the opening bell. Markets here and abroad roiled by the downturn in China's economy. At last check, the Dow was down about 240 points. France's most prestigious award, the Legion of Honor, presented to three Americans and a Brit. They tackled a heavily armed man on a train to Paris.
They've been hailed as heroes in France and across the world. Three young Americans and a British man who refused to hide from terrorism. President Hollande spoke for all of the French when he paid tribute to their courage in tackling the gunman on the Amsterdam to Paris train. They were, he said, an example to the world.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Also at srnnews.com.